In the final segment, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the L.A. Chargers. What a career he's had. Undrafted out of Sacramento State way back in 2015. The Chargers are his ninth team in 8 years. He has career highs of 38 receptions, 452 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the year. He had a huge game in that win over the Cardinals. 7 receptions, 73 yards, and a TD. The Chargers, 6-5, second in the AFC West, and they are at the Raiders on Sunday. DeAndre Carter is my guest. DeAndre, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing? Appreciate you for having me on, Jim.
Good. Good to have you on. So let me ask you, all victory Mondays have got to feel good, but I would imagine this one might feel even better given the comeback win in Arizona. Justin Herbert drives the Chargers down the field. He throws that TD pass with 15 seconds to go. You pull off the two-point conversion. How much confidence did you have that the team would, in fact, find a way to get it done?
Man, I had a bunch of confidence, man. Got these guys fight to the very end. We got that last touchdown. Had no doubt we were going to go for two. You guys know how Coach Staley gets down. Great play call by Coach Lombardi. I had no hesitation, no doubt that we were going to get that 2-point conversion and get the win.
You beat me to it. I love that. You know how Coach Staley gets down. I mean, he is one of the most aggressive coaches in the league. We do know how he gets down. I mean, was there any doubt at all that he would go for two and a chance to win instead of kicking that extra point? I mean, is that even a question at this point?
Well, there was no question in our mind. We know, man, we all know Coach Staley. We know how aggressive he is. He's got a bunch of confidence, you know, in our group and our, you know, in our offense, especially in Justin. Obviously, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Put the ball in his hands and let him figure it out.
Talking to DeAndre Carter, you know, it's hard to win in the National Football League no matter what. I know you'll take a dub any way you can get it. And I'm guessing it felt great to get out of there with a win. But is there any part of you that thinks, man, it would be nice just to blow somebody out and not have to deal with all of this every single week?
Man, we've been talking about it since the season started. We haven't played our best football yet. You know, we need to, you know, get on the same page and play all 4 quarters all together. We're still waiting for that to happen. It would be nice to get in and, you know, get an easy dub, but that never happens in the National Football League. But we're excited to get the win any way we can, for sure, like you said.
Charger DeAndre Carter joining us. You had a career high in receptions and receiving yardage Sunday. I know, and you know this better than anybody, having been in the league as long as you have, your job is to stay ready no matter what. You have to stay ready. Having said that, did you expect to have the opportunities that you had coming into this game yesterday?
Always, you know, stay ready. I knew, you know, we had Mike out. I knew I was going to have, you know, a big role in the offense, or I would say a similar role that I've been having, you know, with the guys that we've had down all season. I didn't know I was going to get all, you know, 10 targets, the opportunities I was going to get, you know, kind of just the way the game plan or the game, you know, unfolded. But, you know, nothing, all I could do is take advantage of the opportunities when Justin, you know, looks my way and throws me the ball. Yesterday, the way the defenses, you know, kind of played out with our play calls, just kind of, you know, worked out that I got, you know, a lot of targets.
All right, so what about that 33-yard TD reception in the second quarter? What did you see on that play? And while I know nothing is easy, was that as easy as it kind of looked?
For sure. Like, definitely the easiest touchdown in my career, maybe in my life, to be honest. But, you know, we had a motion, you know, where I kind of motioned and ran a rail route, and their safety kind of ran with Josh Palmer, and they're a seam curl flat defender. I don't know if he didn't see me or just didn't pick me up, but ran by him. Nobody really was around me. Definitely one of the easiest touchdowns I had in my career so far.
DeAndre Carter joining us. Like, how much of this is about earning Justin Herbert's trust and then making sure you take advantage of any opportunity you get when he does get the ball to you?
A lot of it is about that. You know, you get into a new team, and it kind of takes you a little time period to establish the trust and the foundation, you know, with the quarterback, obviously. I think, you know, we're starting to see that here, you know, later in the season, you know, me and Justin getting on the same page, just learning, you know, what he likes, you know, where he likes me on certain routes, how he likes to throw certain routes, and him just finding me having confidence that when he finds me, I'm going to make a play. But you guys are definitely starting to see that come to fruition here hopefully we can keep this going down the stretch.
Right. I was going to ask you as a follow-up, like, how do you earn that trust with a franchise quarterback? Is it in how you show up every single day to the facility and the way you prepare and the way you work, or is it more about making plays on Sunday when called upon?
I feel like it's all of it. It's how you show up every day to the building, you know, the work that you put in on a day-to-day basis, even the reps that you get with that I get with Justin day-to-day in practice, you got to make sure those hit. And then when you get to Sunday and you get the right look and we practice it and hit it, we got to hit it in the game. You know, we've been fortunate to do that, and we got to keep doing it.
Charger DeAndre Carter joining us. So as big a play as that was, let's not sleep on that punt return you had late in the game. A huge punt return, or actually, no, not late, but to set up the go-ahead TD. What did you see on the return? And as it was developing, was there any part of you thinking, man, maybe potential house call?
Yeah, so I know, you know, for the majority of our punt returns this season have been, like, downhill. So going into the game, you know, our special teams unit with Coach Ficken, you know, we wanted to emphasize on getting to the field or trying to get to the edge. We had opportunity. We got the look that we wanted. We got the punt and the ball that we wanted. And when I caught it, honestly, I thought we were going to go to the house. We had a chance, had a lot of sideline, got over there. You know, those guys did a good job on their punt team, not letting me get all the way to the edge and not letting me circle it to get to the house. But I definitely, man, thought we were going to the house when I caught the ball.
DeAndre Carter joining us. Like I mentioned, your journey's been amazing. Undrafted out of Sac State in 2015. The Chargers are your ninth team in 8 years. This is not an easy thing to do, so it's a testament to your perseverance. And the fact that so many teams, by the way, appreciate the value that you bring. Again, it's an amazing journey. Like, if you step back for a minute, what kind of thoughts do you have when you look back on all of this, your journey and your time in the league?
It's been a whirlwind. You know, hasn't been easy by any stretch, but the way I look at it as a blessing, man. You go through different adversities, like you said, my ninth team in 8 years, but it's also adversity is necessary for you to become the person that you meant to be, or for you to be able to walk in your purpose. So I look at it as a blessing. It's all necessary. It hasn't been easy by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm grateful for it, grateful for all of it, being able to play for a lot of great organizations, and you get to see, you know, the right way to run things, the wrong way to run things, and get to meet. I played with a lot of great players, and I wouldn't take that back to the world, the relationships that I built with those guys. But just keep going, keep fighting. When you find those or get in those ruts where you don't know if you're going to be able to make it out of it, you just got to keep pushing and never fold.
DeAndre, that is an amazing answer. Like, I fully appreciate everything you just said. I understand exactly what you just said, because the fact of the matter is, number one, you're right. There is no growth without adversity. I mean, there is no growth without adversity, and you have to walk in your purpose. I think I know what you mean by that, but for those who don't, what does that mean to walk in your purpose?
To walk in your purpose, I feel like everybody's put on this earth for, you know, a reason. I'm big on faith, got a big belief in God. But walking in your purpose is just whenever you get to the space where you're supposed to be, where you become who you're supposed to be, who God puts you to be on this earth, there's no way for you to get there and be able to be ready for that moment without going through some type of adversity, without going through some type of a hardship throughout your life. That's what I mean by walking in your purpose, just being ready for that moment when you get to be the person that you're supposed to be in this world.
DeAndre Carter joining us. I'm curious, like, what was your mindset when you came in with the Chargers? Like, did you come in thinking, I'll do whatever that... Did you come in with a Blake mindset? Kind of like, I'm just going to show up every single day and try to get better and do whatever I can and do what's asking me? Or did you think, I'm going to be a kick returner? Or did you think, you know what, I'm more than that. I can be a factor in the offense and the passing game.
I came here because I knew that I could be a factor in the offense and the passing game, you know, with a guy like Justin back there. But I came here also knowing that my role was going to be to be the kick returner and the punt returner. I feel like every team that has signed me throughout my career signed me thinking that I'm just going to be the kick returner, punt returner. And I get in the OTAs and I get in the camp, and they're like, oh, this kid can play receiver too. Let's see how we can work him into the offense. And I feel like that's kind of been, you know, that's kind of been my MO, you know, with every team that I've signed. But, you know, here with the Chargers, I've had a little bit more of an opportunity to play on offense, you know, because of some of the injuries that we've had. And you've been, you know, just been able to see what a lot of guys in the league go through. You know, I feel like it's a lot of guys who can play, who can make an impact, who just don't get those opportunities necessarily early on in their career or ever in their career.
I'm really sorry to interrupt. So I was going to say, how challenging is it? It's like, if you're right, there's so many guys that could but don't get the opportunities, so you know, man, I better cash this in. How are you able to make sure I got to stay within myself and I have to take advantage of this because I might not get another opportunity?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, a lot of guys don't get that opportunity. You just got to be ready for it and know and not lose confidence in yourself. Like, you just got to be ready when that moment comes without putting too much pressure on you. Like, you know that, okay, yeah, I got to make this opportunity, make this play because I might not get another one. But at the same time, you've been doing this since you was a little kid, and you could play football, and you're here in this moment with this opportunity to make the play because you can do it. And you just got to believe that. Any dude that's waiting for that chance, you got to believe that and just cash in when it's time for the opportunity to come.
And you will, right? If you've put the work in and you've done the preparation and you've done the study, you're going to feel good about your chances when that opportunity comes.
Exactly.
And you'll make the most of it. All right, so finally, really quickly, what are your early thoughts on the Raiders? They're next up. That's the next challenge. Have you given that much thought yet? Or are you enjoying Victory Monday?
No, yeah, definitely looked into it. They got a good team. They got coming off of two back-to-back overtime wins. You know, they all obviously feeling good about, you know, where they're at right now. We coming off a win, we're feeling good about where we're at right now. It's a division game, and we're both in a position where we still got playoff hopes, and we definitely got to get this win. But going out there, we haven't put the game plan or anything like that yet, but we know it's going to be a hard-fought game, division game. We hope we come out on top.
Like I mentioned, I think your journey's been pretty amazing, and you had arguably your best game ever, a career-high 7 catches, 73 yards, that touchdown, that big punt return. DeAndre Carter, my guest, that's how you close the show. DeAndre, I really appreciate that. Great to have you on, and thanks for making time for us. That was fun.
I appreciate you having me on, Jim. Had a great time.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, my man. I like that. I like that a lot. DeAndre Carter, great interview.